We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Blue Wire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Ooh. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton.
Back jumper. Got it!
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hey there. Welcome to The Buck Starts Here, your special Monday episode of the Eurostep. I'm Ty Windisch, and here's what you need to know about the Milwaukee Bucks for the week of Monday, December 9th. This podcast is brought to you by Roman. First off here, looking back at the Bucks last week, the Bucks did Bucks things. They blew out the other team in all three of the games they played this week. Rohan and I already covered all of that action, in the two full-length podcasts we did this week. So be sure to check those out for more detail on each win. Wednesday night, we broke down the Pistons game and then talked Pistons with the terrific Lazarus Jackson, host of the Pistons versus Everybody podcast, also on the Blue Wire Network. And then on Saturday morning, Rohan and I woke up early to go deep into Milwaukee, pounding the Clippers into submission. So definitely check those out, both of them, if you haven't yet. An interesting look back at the week, detailed look back, especially at Saturday's game. But if you haven't gotten there yet, you'll want to know that the Bucks beat the Knicks by 44 points on Monday, the Pistons by 24 points on Wednesday, and finally the Clippers by 28 points on Friday. Milwaukee is riding a 14-game winning streak, and the way the Bucks are playing right now, that streak might get a lot bigger before it finally ends. We've got another winning streak to talk about in a moment, but first, let's talk about something else, something that's not easy to talk about, erectile dysfunction. Usually, guys just brush it off or blame themselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. Sometimes they have excuses to avoid talking about it altogether, saying things like, I'm sorry, honey, I was just thinking about Brooke Lopez shooting 27% from three. Sometimes they'll even say, I'm sorry, I'm still got Brogdon signing in Indiana on my mind. But with Roman, it is easy to address it. With a real doctor who can prescribe real medication, it's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. The doctor will work with you to find the best treatment plan, and if medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and like I said, discreet. Just go to GetRoman.com/BlueWire and complete an online visit. ED used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today, connect with a doctor, and just take care of it. All you have to do is go to GetRoman.com/BlueWire, for that free online visit, and then you can get free two-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/BlueWire for that free visit to get started. One more time for my people in the back, GetRoman.com/BlueWire. Speaking of winning streaks, the Herd won again on Saturday. Another terrific offensive showcase for that team. Wisconsin is a top three offense in terms of points per game, and even better than that, the Herd clinched the G League's best record as of Sunday morning with their 11th straight win when they beat the Rio Grande Valley Vipers in Oshkosh. That win capped off a probably historic month for the Bucks and Herd, as both teams went a full 30 days without losing a single game. They both were perfect in that stretch. I asked Herd head coach Chase Buford before the win about what all this winning at the same time meant about the Bucks organization, and in typical Chase Buford fashion, he instead made sure that Coach Mike Budenholzer's system and his players got all praise, at least for the Herd part of the winning. Let's hop to the Herd media room and hear what he had to say.
What does it say about the whole organization that, you know, the Bucks on a 14-game win streak, Herd on a 10-game win streak? I mean, I haven't looked it up. That seems pretty unprecedented.
Yeah, no, I mean, 24. So I think we both lost on November 8th. We lost on opening night, and they lost to the Jazz that night. And for us to both, you know, keep rattling off since then, it speaks a lot to John and Dave and the talent they brought in, and you know, Coach Putt's system. It really works at all levels. So we hope we're doing a decent job of executing it here. But we got good players, which helps a lot too.
Wisconsin got to 11 after also beating Long Island and Maine on a quick East Coast two-game road trip during this past week. Frank Mason was great in those games after coming back from a leg injury that held him out for the earlier part of the winning streak, and the two guards who stepped up in his absence then continue to ball out now. Jalen Adams and Rajon Tucker are Herd roommates and backcourt mates, and they're both reliably scoring 20 points per game apiece, with Adams also contributing point of attack defense and usually a good assist total, and Rajon contributing some lightning dunks. This team is stacked, and it's winning even when Dragan Bender and Frank Mason aren't in the lineup. All of that winning is paying off too, as the Herd locked themselves into the top four of the new tournament at the G League Winner Showcase later this month. They'll join all the other teams in Vegas, but be in an exclusive four-team tournament bracket, with the winning team splitting $100,000. That's a nice incentive, in addition to those games counting toward the Herd record. We've looked back once already, but here's another perspective on the last week of Bucks basketball via your Milwaukee Bucks vibe check, courtesy of Rohan Kadi. Take it away, Rohan.
The Milwaukee Bucks have just made a habit out of dominating opponents. Their winning streak now sits at 14 games, with the most recent obliteration coming against the LA Clippers, who had Kawhi Leonard and Paul George both fully healthy and playing. The Bucks duo of Giannis and Chris simply outperformed and outshined Leonard and George, and that's been the story of the Bucks during this streak. In the 6 games since he has returned from his thigh injury, Chris Middleton is averaging 15.5 points, 5.3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 0.7 turnovers per game, while shooting 54.5% from the field and 42.1% from 3, all in only 21.3 minutes per game. With Chris back in the fold, the Bucks will just continue to steamroll teams as Giannis does what he does and continues to play at a historic MVP level. However, Middleton being back has meant that Eric Bledsoe has had to take a step back and revert to being the third banana again, which has not been all that bad. While his scoring has gone down to just 8.3 points per game since Chris's return, his assists per game have gone up to 6.7, as he has had to be more of a distributor as Chris takes a lot of shots within this offense. This Milwaukee team has many weapons that fit very well together, and it seems like it would take a Herculean effort for a team to try and slow them down right now. Given that their next 4 games are against teams with a combined record of 28-61 in the Orlando Magic, New Orleans Pelicans, Memphis Grizzlies, and Cleveland Cavaliers, I feel like it's almost safe to say at this point that the winning streak can get up to 19 before their first sort of challenge against the Dallas Mavericks, and then a legitimate challenge in the Los Angeles Lakers. But anything can happen in the NBA, so you never really know. There are not any pressing concerns with the Milwaukee Bucks as of this moment, so it is impossible not to just sit back and enjoy the ride that is the regular season as the Bucks just blow teams out and just win games.
Thanks, Rohan. Looking ahead to the Bucks next week, Milwaukee has a pretty busy road ahead. Luckily, the difficulty factor is lower than most busy weeks. The Bucks start off with a game tonight, Monday night, at home against the struggling Orlando Magic. Although one bright spot for Orlando is former first overall pick Markel Fultz is coming into form finally, which is fun. It's hard not to root for a guy going through the weird, bizarre injury thing that Fultz dealt with in his first year with the Sixers. Then the Pelicans are in town on Wednesday night, followed by a road trip on Friday, a quick one, as the Bucks take on the Grizzlies. Just about, well, not the closest Western Conference team, is obviously Minnesota is right there, but one of the closer Western Conference opponents for sure from Milwaukee. The Bucks then get back into town quickly to face the Cleveland Cavaliers on Saturday night. If the Cavs are still as much of a mess as they are right now, that should be one of the easiest back-to-backs possible. So that's the upcoming schedule for the Bucks. For the Herd next week, they get a really easy week and some well-deserved off days, as Wisconsin only plays one game before your next The Bucks starts here. That's a road game against the Canton Charge. With how that team has played, the Herd, I mean, it's safe to say they deserve this break, although Coach Chase Buford did say there will be plenty of practice time as well. Now your look around the NBA, although this one is sort of set on the Bucks' backyard here, or I guess their front yard or the house itself. There's a lot of talk about MVP candidates happening right now for whatever reason. LeBron James is turning back time and leading the Lakers to the best record in the West. Luka Doncic has his Mavericks climbing the standings, while he posts some truly gaudy stats. And James Harden continues to post some of the wildest scoring numbers we've seen since the days of Kobe Bryant, sometimes since the days of Wilt Chamberlain. None of those accomplishments compares, though, to the two-way dominance of Giannis. He's the best player in the league, and he leads the best team in the league, and that can't be forgotten for some fun, fresh narratives. The way Giannis is playing, improving on a season last year that was already statistically unprecedented, he is deserving of a second straight MVP. Don't sleep on the Greek freak, please. If you enjoyed this episode and want even more Bucks talk in your life, you, can join the Eurogroup Discord community. Screenshot yourself listening to this pod and tweet it to me or Rohan, or email it to tywindishnba@gmail.com. The Eurogroup has been called, in all seriousness, the best place online to talk Bucks by the people within there talking Bucks, not just me and Rohan. Also, of course, if you're listening to this podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends, and follow myself and Rohan on Twitter. Until next time, go Bucks! Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.